This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a unique show, and it's because of you. You guys wrote me and said, Kevin, you didn't talk enough about the NFL. And, you know, after the weekend, I gave my take on it. And I think we did a couple of segments on the NFL after the weekend. But, no, we want more. Okay. Well, you asked, you got, right? The NFL's ratings have declined this season. And here's a story that was sent to me by one of my guys from a different site, Unhyphenated America, Chris Harris. And Chris sent this story. It was from Yahoo. And it turns out the NFL is going to have to start paying back advertisers. Now, let me tell you how good a news this is. We've been warning the NFL the same way we've been warning the left. You know when we started warning the left? In 2010. In 2008, everybody was like, you know what? They got their black president. Let them have him. Blah, blah, blah. He's a communist, whatever. In 2010, you started the warning because he started messing with you. So you warned him. 2010, you took over, I don't know, the house, whatever. Then 2014 came. I'm sorry, 2012, took over the Senate. 2016 came. You reinforced, you know, everything that you'd done in the past. Well, I'm sorry, 2014. I'll get these numbers right in a minute. What is it, 2 years apart? Then, finally, 2016, you really made a statement. So you've been warning them. You were warning them when they picked on Hobby Lobby. You were warning them when they picked on Chick-fil-A. You were warning them when they wanted to do tranny bathrooms and all these other things and this social media crap that you've been putting up with. You warned them about Black Lives Matter and not obeying the rule of law and disavowing the Constitution and not putting people in jail and showing us that we've got a two-tier justice system. You've been warning them. And you haven't even been quiet about it. You've been vocal. And you became the most vocal in 2016 on November the 8th, officially on November the 9th, when Hillary conceded that Donald Trump was indeed the new president, of course, reluctantly so, and the world went on a tilt. And that's when it tilted. It didn't just start to slowly tip back over. The earth literally went from tilting left to tilting right. Right is in righteous. And so you've been warning all along, and you finally got a champion who's willing to go to battle for you, who's willing to say those things that other people wouldn't say. You, let me tell you, folks, we in the conservative movement, as a Republican, we haven't had a champion since Ronald Reagan. That's a fact. We've had light versions of everything, including light versions of Democrats that are trying to convince you that they have your best interest in mind. People like McCain and Lindsey Graham and Paul Ryan and many others. And you've been warning them. And like with Trump, they didn't listen. They thought, we have the establishment. There's no way around the establishment. We will get our politician into office. And you said, no, you're not. And you elected a businessman who's a fighter. And he took the fight to the NFL. Television ratings decline, making a dent in their bottom line for the major networks. Broadcasters like CBS, NBC, sharp increases in audience deficiency units, or what they call make goods, which are payments they must make to advertisers when ads do not receive the promised volume of impressions. That's what they had to do. CBS and NBC had to pay their advertisers back because they didn't hit the numbers. Now, do you think the left really wants you to know this? Fewer people watching football means fewer people to see the ads. And the networks that broadcast the games are the losers. Major football networks all took a hit last month in NFL ad revenue. The money they bring in for advertisers that pays for the airtime during the football games as you watch. And, you know, we all live and die on these Super Bowl commercials, don't we? Woo-hoo-hoo! I can't name you one from last year. Or the year before that. And I'll make you a guarantee. I won't know the Super Bowl commercials for this year because I will not be watching it. I won't host the Super Bowl party, and my suspicion is neither will many of you. In the month of November, NBC's NFL ad revenue sunk 17% compared to the last year. This is data from the Standard Media Index. This isn't Kevin Jackson data. CBS, a decline of 26%. Earlier this month, Adweek points out, CBS chairman Les Moonves boasted at a UBS event that there have been no make goods on any of the network's NFL broadcasts this season. Fox saw a 44% decline in its NFL ad revenue. 34%, is that what I said? To be sure, folks, some of these networks have less football to show this year and less ad space to sell. CBS is showing one less NFL football game this season than last season. Fox is showing three less. Do you see where NFL's going? This is what you did. Congratulate yourselves. I'm going to stop so you can applaud yourself. I'm going to applaud myself. Way to go, Kevin Jackson. They say NBC is going to show the same number of games as last season, and they saw the biggest decline of the three. And it was because of make goods. The make goods that networks must hand to advertisers come in the form of free airtime. They repay their obligation by giving the advertisers ad space in a different slot. So they track this. And 70% of all the national TV ad spending, they found that NBC and CBS gave away 20% inventory is ADUs in November of 2016 compared to just 5.2% and 11% respectively a year earlier. So one of them had increased at almost 15%. The other one increased at 9%. Folks, that's horrible. They're having to make up paid inventory with what they promised us to, with the NFL ads because it's not hitting the numbers. Unbelievable. No public consensus over why, but we know why. We've been talking about it. We've been telling the NFL, will you stop with all the social engineering? Will you stop with all the politicizing of everything that comes out? It's okay for black players to come out with X's over their arms and, you know, X's up like this and things like this, but you can't wear a police patch when cops are killed. And they wonder what's happening? Industry experts say the declines from the poor matchups on the field. Nonsense. I don't care what game you put in front of me. I'm not watching. Kevin, it was a barn burner. Congratulations to them. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. A little bit more about the numbers. And Alyssa Milano. Jesus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We are talking football. It is a sports program. It is Kevin S-P-A-N. We need a jingle. We need a sports jingle. Kevin Jackson here talking sports. NFL under fire by Donald Trump. Oh, man. This is huge, folks. Do you understand the impact of what I'm talking about with Donald Trump? What it's going to mean not only for business, what it means in the way of social engineering, how people are going to start looking at these babies and these issues in the black community. Donald Trump may have done more to help blacks in business, to help blacks in the political arena, to help the black culture, if you will, grow up, put on your big boy pants, than any president in history. This is a civil rights movement that people don't even get yet. I don't understand how people are not seeing this. They've been trying to paint Trump as a racist and all these other things, and Trump's going, look, if you're for America, I don't care what color you are. It doesn't matter to me. Go for it. And he's challenging, man, and it's a no lose situation for him. The leftists are.
Yeah, Donald Trump, man, he's picked a fight with the wrong people.
What? Who? Who's he picked a fight with? Is Barack Obama going to chime in?
I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't want people to sit down for the anthem.
So, excuse me, Mr. President, Mr. Former President, are you saying that you would not mind if people sat down for the national anthem? Are you saying that you do not mind if people do not like America? Well, what are you saying there, Mr. President? Where is Barack Obama on this? I'm just curious. What's going to be his take? I love this, man. This is a battle royale. This is one the conservative movement has needed to win for decades. You've watched the NFL do exactly what it's done, and what have you done? You've kept watching? Oh, I know the numbers have started to trail off. It's been a slow grind. The NFL should have already self-corrected, to be blunt. If they were true businessmen and not looking to satisfy the pansies that don't even watch the games. You know, that's like telling, we're going to satisfy the LGBT. We're going to get us some Michael Sam to come play us some football. Okay, and then what? You're going to get an influx of the LGBTQ community? Oh, man, since they like Michael Sam, I'm going to have to start watching me some football. No? Said no guy ever? Or gal, or whatever they call themselves these days. They don't care. Oh, you know what gay people love? The NFL took up our cause with Michael Sam. Yeah, look at them, the old NFL. Oh, I'm going to the park. We're going to go pick some flowers and stuff on the weekend. And then we're going to go to an art fest. And then we're going over to my girl's. Yeah, she in a transgender pageant. Mm-hmm.
So you going to be watching football this weekend?
Oh, I got stuff to do. Sorry. So what if they gain? All they managed to do was offend a bunch of, you know, guys that want some raw meat out there on the field.
Michael Sam's might play in the NFL. He's gay.
And I remember I made the comment, Michael Sam's won't play a down in the NFL. You want to know why? Because he's telling you he's gay. See, the gay guys that are in the NFL, and I'm sure there are some, they don't care. They're like, I'm just here to play ball. And then I'll go home and play a different kind of ball. But I'm here in the league to be the best I can be. When you start leading with your job is dependent upon your sexuality. Like they said, Kevin, we're going to hire you at Fox because you're gay. Yeah, and I'm not gay, by the way. I'm completely not gay. NOT, capital G-A-Y. Not gay. Not gay. But not gay. Okay, you got to say it the right way. But if Fox said to me, Kevin is the first openly conservative with four kids, not gay man or whatever, and we're going to hire him because I would be like, no, you hire me because I'm qualified, but not because I'm not gay. Don't be trying to make points on my not gayness on your little network, Mr. Murdoch. Proud not gay man. I'm sure Fox now knows because I've obviously come out not gay, and I've made a video about it, and I've got a website dedicated to it, and I out people like Jason Statham or Sylvester Stallone or Dolph Lundgren, you know, men who are real he-men who are not gay and they just haven't said it. Why don't you say it? Anyway, that's what we do. So long story short, I wouldn't want to leave with my sexuality. Well, Michael Sam's, I'm gay. I'm the first openly gay football player. No, you're the first guy that openly gay who couldn't even make a practice squad. I mean, he made a practice squad for a minute and he was gone. Now, have you even heard his name? No. Mr. He's so brave.
It's hard to believe I brave that boy. He's so brave. Oh, I can't believe it.
This is ridiculous. So they're taking it in the shorts, man. November 2016, the overall TV market was down 2.4% over the previous year. This is in the in the NFL. And the same is going to be true of the NBA. Trust and believe. When I tell you, the NBA is about to get hit, but hard. The NFL will take its lessons, and the NBA will go, look, Stephen Curry, if we win the series, you're going to the White House, period. The entire team is going, and that's it. It'll be part of their contract. I can't wait to see people getting into this type of thing, seeing the reaction to Donald Trump and watching change in corporate America. And for the record, it won't just be them. I want to see when corporations start saying things like, look, we're disbanding all of our, you know, color-based, gender-based employee, you know, employee things. You want to be in the engineer society, it's all engineers. Black, white, female, whatever. Nothing that's to do with race, creed, color, blah, 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 sexual orientation. Gay employees of General Dynamics. What's that? What good is that going to do you? Are they going to make gay products? We're going to make us a gay fighter, a jet fighter, and it's going to be, it'll be camouflaged in a rainbow and have a unicorn on the front. And yeah, it does nothing to say that, oh, we're the gay group, gay employee of whatever. That is nothing but asking for trouble. That's cancer in your company. And everybody knows it. The employees of the company don't care. Look, they don't care about your sexuality. The people around you may say, so, hey, Bill, what you do last night? Oh, man, me and my significant other, we went to this or that. And, you know, he was mad at me, so, you know, I slept in the other room. Oh, okay, well, cool. Hope y'all pull it together, man. But they don't need you flamboyantly talking about, oh, I'm gay, y'all better recognize, and it's gay pride weekend, woo, and all the other stuff. That has nothing to do with the company. But we've made it that. Oh, man, we had let that things just get so flipped. And Donald Trump, in one fell swoop, is already straightening this crap out. He's got people talking about this, going, well, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I don't know. You tell me. NFL on the ropes, getting their butt kicked. And week after week, they're going to start giving you stats week upon week. Best matchups. See, they want to blame it on matchups. It's not matchups. It's the fact that they've been kicking you in the you-know-what for a decade.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the NFL show today. Woohoo! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. And I saw this this story. Alyssa Milano broke Alyssa Milano. And I figured out the reason why Alyssa Milano is broke is she spends too much time not doing her job, not focusing on what it takes to make money, and hating on Donald Trump. It's amazing to watch this chick. I discussed her a while back, and I said she could actually learn a lot from billionaire-turned-president Donald Trump. She filed a $10 million lawsuit accusing her former business manager of severe misconduct that caused her to spiral into financial disaster. And as you look at the things that she did, you think to yourself, that's not your manager that did that. You know, you're rehabbing a house with a contractor, changing it every day, not paying contractors, get, I don't know, $2-3 million into debt on it. And then she couldn't pay $385,000 of taxes to the city that were due. You built the house in California. You had to know you're going to get a tax bill that was going to choke a quarter horse. And on, I could go on. And when I read the response to the people she was suing, the firm that manages her money, and they said, here are the things that we dealt with Ms. Milano. And you thought to yourself, the nerve of her to be suing these people. They didn't mismanage her money. She mismanaged her money. It's like Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, the stuff that this guy did, you go, you had to know, Johnny. You had to, Donald Trump would be broke if he kept up Johnny Depp's level of spending. It's unbelievable. She says they forged her signature, failed to pay over to do bills. They can't pay your bills if you're not making enough money. Anyway, instead of working, she spends her time complaining, trying to convince us that we're wrong, Donald Trump is wrong. So she tweeted, this is a while back, she says, being anti-Trump is not about politics, it's about human decency. Now, the reason why that tweet is important is because over the weekend, Alyssa Milano took it upon herself to say, of all things, that people needed to watch football. She begged people, please watch football. We cannot let these players down. Unfortunately, it fell on what they call deaf ears. Yep, she thinks she's saving black lives when she tweets this stuff. Please, I implore you, you must do it. I get it. If the NFL folds, America will lose hundreds of black millionaires. These young black men will be destitute even faster than when they retire from the NFL. They will join the ranks of Alyssa Milano and Johnny Depp and others. The horror. You know, Alyssa Milano could be doing herself a favor by saying, let's get these young black men into classes where they know what to do with their money. And, oh, by the way, can I take it? Can I audit that class? Another thing that led me to believe that things weren't going to be as successful for Alyssa as she thought is when I saw these back the blue socks that some of the players were wearing. See, the football commissioner wouldn't let them put the patch on. So these guys said, we got you. So they put on back the blue socks instead. Now, let me tell you, that warmed my heart. Remember the NFL player who wanted to cut the heads off of cops? You remember that guy? Yep, young black football player bought into the lie of the Black Lives Matter movement. His name is Isaiah Cromwell. Running back for the Cleveland Browns. And it caused a stir because, you know, you see, it's like an ISIS reference. Incited violence against the police. Posted a tweet with the police guy getting his throat cut. And he got a rude awakening. Ended up in doing something pretty miraculous, in fact. And let me tell you what he did. He actually ended up donating money to the Police Officers Association and saying to people, hey, look, I'm sorry. That was in poor taste. Wrong thing to do. But here's what I want to talk about with Alyssa Milano. So she says Trump is a bad guy. She says that it's not about politics. It's about human decency to be against Donald Trump. And she says support the NFL and particularly these black people who are anti-Trump for whatever reasons. And so I was thinking, does she even realize who she's supporting? Ray Rice beat his wife in an elevator. But Milano and other leftists can overlook wife beating Ray Rice and others as long as it supports the narrative of Trump being a racist against rich, millionaire, black sports figures. She's okay with it. And what of Greg Hardy? You guys know this guy? The Panthers Pro Bowl defensive end was found guilty of assaulting a female and communicating threats. The female was his girlfriend or his wife, one or the other. And he also had a few drug charges. But you know what? We want to protect those with human decency. Ray McDonald. Here's what was reported on Ray McDonald in May 25th of 2014. Police responded to McDonald's San Jose, California home after a woman allegedly grabbed a gun during an argument with her fiancé. The gun was registered to the fiancé, McDonald. The police report did not name McDonald or the woman, but it mentioned an engaged couple living at the address where McDonald was known to live with his fiancé. Now see, that's San Jose, California, where they cover up stuff for leftists, particularly those who are being oppressed. I want you to understand, these are the police that have not arrested either McDonald or his fiancé for menacing a firearm, but then again, Black Lives Matter, right? August 31st, 2014, McDonald was arrested in the wee hours on suspicion of felony domestic abuse after an incident at his birthday party. A memo released by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office noted visible injuries to the alleged victim, identified by the police as McDonald's fiance, who was 10 weeks pregnant at the time. Let's see, May 25th. June 25th, July 25th, August 25th. So 3 months after the alleged incident where McDonald survived his first cop encounter, I'm sure it was the first one of his life, and they released him from death on his own recognizance. But 3 months later, she's 10 weeks pregnant, so they've obviously made up. And then we get another domestic violence issue with Donovan? McDonald, I mean. Unbelievable. So, I looked up the rate of domestic violence in the NFL, and for the income bracket that these guys are in, it's amazing how much domestic violence there is. So, they say, relative to income level, top 1%, and poverty rate, 0%, of the NFL players. The domestic violence arrest rate is downright extraordinary. According to a 2002 Bureau of Justice Statistics reports covering 1993 to 98, the domestic victimization rate for women in households with incomes greater than $75,000, which is 3.3 per 100,000, was about 39% of the overall rate, 8.4 per 100,000, and less than 20% of the rate for women ages 20 to 34. Doesn't include cross tabs, blah, 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 blah. The NFL's 13% relative arrest rate overall is, let me just put it in layman's terms. The rate of domestic violence for guys in that income bracket is almost, was geometrical and almost exponential in comparison to the regular folks, you and me just out there living life. So these guys have access to counseling. They've got money to pretty much mitigate most circumstances, to keep anybody happy, to actually make a woman just say, I'll just shut my mouth. Do what you want to do. And having enough exposure to these guys, I know exactly what they do. But even with that, these guys don't get the counseling. And who knows what else they do. But Alyssa Milano supports them because she needs to support these young black wife beaters, these young black miscreants that are committing heinous crimes, drug crimes, assaults, all kinds of things. But she's got to protect them. Because, see, that's what leftists do. And as she said, the not supporting Trump is not about hating on Trump. It's not about politics. She says it's about humanity. What was her exact quote? Being anti-Trump is not about politics. It's about human decency. So being for these NFLers isn't about the human decency that's not being shown to the women that they beat regularly. I guess not. This is the quandary with the left. They anything that they want to do that they attack, it spirals in on itself. It can't be pure. And that's why they don't like us. In fact, that's why they hate us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yummy!
ThePowerMall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. Be careful what you wish for. Somebody's right. People writing me, Kevin, NFL, man, what are your thoughts? What are you about this knee? This, that. I'm like, what? You didn't talk about it enough. Well, it's not like I haven't been on TV enough talking about it. Fox News, Fox Business. I was up at the butt crack of butt crack to get up on Saturday. I had to get up at 2 a.m. to do a hit on Fox. 2 a.m. Then the next day, 3 a.m. So I've been doing my duty up in here. Thanks for making that adjustment. People can hear me now. So it's a bigger deal than people think, and I'm glad we're covering this. And let me tell you, the ramifications of this are going to be far and wide. Young black men are going to be thanking Donald Trump at some point for saying thanks for addressing the elephant in the room. We want to be hired. We don't care about BLM. We don't care about the NAACP. We don't care about Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. We want jobs. We want to take care of our families. We're not down for the nonsense. So thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you for giving us a chance to just go in and do a job where a company doesn't have to worry about its risk portfolio because of everything that's going on in the world. Columbia University. Oh, hey, black people. Michael Brown Jr. Was killed and they let the cop go, so you don't have to take your finals. Can you imagine white people hearing that? Hey, you know, I don't know. Ted Kennedy died. White kids, you don't have to take your finals. Said nobody ever. There's nothing that's going to make white people interrupt life because life goes on. But black folks, hey, you know, Michael Brown is special to them. Michael Brown's a thug. He ain't no smart. He is not special to me at all. Feel for his parents. Not that they were good parents, but I understand it. But don't try to give me that. This political correct nonsense and this placating to blacks doesn't help us. Doesn't help us a bit. And I know there are people, Kevin, man, let these people help us. They want to. Yeah, right. It's easy to say that. It would make it easy on me. Holy cow, man, you guys have no idea. If I just went around complaining all the time, I could be a multimillionaire. It would be so easy. So when people go, you're a sellout, I go, let me tell you something, dude. If I was selling out, I'd be, you wouldn't even know Van Jones's name. I'd be all over the TV. Yeah, man, these white folks doing this and that and the other. And man, and then, and I'd be rhyming. I'd be Jesse Jackson rhyming on white people. I'd be filthy rich. I'm not even, when I say that, I'm not even joking. If I want to take the easy way out, psst, I could be speaking for $50,000, $100,000 a pop. Booking one to two deals a week, writing books, sitting on panels. I mean, people would just be putting me, Kevin, TV show, I'd be appearing all over talk TV. Are you kidding me? Think about it. You know, I'm cute. I got the gift of gab, as they say. I would be beating you people up. Man, these white people don't understand why we want to take a knee. I just go on with all my nonsense, using big words, and smiling a lot. Shoot, man, we take over the world. But I won't do it because it's wrong. There's not enough money to make me do it. That's the truth. They could say, Kevin, you would be a billionaire. And I'd go, no, thank you. So if I wanted to make it easy on myself, I could. Anyway, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban predicted the end of the National Football League 10 years from now. I wonder if he included basketball. I wonder what Mark Cuban would say if his team had not wanted, had won the championship and didn't want to go see Donald Trump, because he's not a Trump fan. This article goes on, like many of those predicting the downfall of the country's most popular sports, he is probably wrong. But what's interesting isn't his prognostication, but rather his reasoning behind it. While most contemporary critics of the NFL cite safety and concussion dangers as the biggest threat to the league, Cuban believes overexposure will sink it. Cuban's argument, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. He says that a lot. When you try to take it too far, people turn the other way. In less porcine-laden language, Cuban argues that the NFL's recent TV deals that put the league on TV as much as four nights a week, it runs the risk of being everywhere. Too much of a good thing, or so the saying goes. Viewers will begin to feel oversaturated with professional football and grow disinterested. Now, Cuban's right. In this particular case, he's definitely right. He's not faulting the other things, though. And that's okay. He's keeping politics out of this. He's saying, you got too much of a product, and it's there. It would be like Ferrari saying, you know what, we're going to make a lesser volume, a lesser dollar car, so more people can own Ferrari. Maybe okay initially, but eventually it tarnishes the brand. It says they're trying to take over every night of TV. If it gets Saturday, now you're impacting colleges. Now it's on 4 days a week. It's all football. At some point, people get sick of it. It's bigger than that, Mark. People are sick of it. You know why I watch college football? I tell people this, and you, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to say anything that's going to shock you here. It's because I know those guys like the sport. They've been playing football since they were little. They like the sport. It's nobody's getting paid, I mean, for the most part. A few of them are going to go into the pros, but for most of those guys, that's it. That is the end of their football career. They know it. It's something to say, I played ball in college. It is. That's a nice thing to have on your resume. But you know what? When you watch those games and you see the fans, the college kids supporting them, there's nothing fake about it. It's your alma mater, or your dad, or your mom's alma mater. You love the school. You love the program. You love the coach. You love the whatever. But it's I'm not going to say it's as pure as we get in sports, because it isn't that pure. There are a lot of things that get in the way of the purity of it. It's not like watching these little tykes, but even they are not that pure anymore. Remember these kids, eight-year-olds, taking a knee during the national anthem. We did that story. We talked about that, right? Unbelievable. That kids would do that, that the parents would allow that. Wouldn't even explain it. But right now, the last bastion of any hope is college. That's that go, no go point. And I'm going to make a prediction that college football is going to increase this year. NFL will continue to go down. And at some point, they're going to start paying college athletes, because a lot of people aren't even going to want to go into the NFL. See, the beauty of college is the level of diversity is amazing. Kids go to school. They're going there to get their educations. And, oh, by the way, if you happen to make a sports team, congratulations, man. You are in the biggest diversity market on the planet. It is based strictly on your ability to do something and to do something well. It's like the chess club or the debate team. If you're good at it, they want you on it. They don't care what you look like or whatever. Man, just come over here and show me you can debate. Except all of the numbers indicate that people can't get enough of football. I'm back to this article on Mark Cuban. See, this is where I chuckle at the left. The Atlantic is writing this article. They're saying, Cuban doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, and by the way, the numbers don't bear him out. According to Sports Illustrated, televised games did, as usual, gangbusters for the league, and viewer numbers were up across the board. Sunday's games averaged almost 19 million more viewers on CBS and more than 20 million on Fox. Monday Night Football on ESPN had its third best season ever. Even Thursday night games on NFL Network, which many people still don't get on their cable systems, averaged 8 million viewers, up 10% over the year prior. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Most of those numbers, completely wrong. I just gave you the numbers. CBS, NBC having to pay back their ads at providers. So the Atlantic, a leftist rag, says he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a billionaire businessman who's analyzing football numbers because he's in the sports franchise business. And some writer at the Atlantic goes, I know more, and I'll give you some stats. And there's hard. Look, if you don't understand that the NFL is in triage, you aren't paying attention. I don't know if this guy's looking at, I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I'll tell you this. CBS reported down 19.1% on Sunday. Football. So, if this guy, well, they had 19 million. Yeah, but they had 19.1% more than last year. They did. Last year they had more. You know what I'm saying? So, which is it? Let me tell you. Common sense tells you know what's happening with football. Do you have a friend that was a football fan last year that said, I don't watch anymore because I got three or four? How many does it take before it impacts football? Not very many. I don't know if his rationale is right, but he certainly got it right. The NFL is not for long if it keeps doing what it's doing.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.